You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline SB Nation Studios in the city by the bay, Taco Man Radio is on the air. Check it. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, folks. Welcome to the Taco Man Show. We're going to talk sports, a little smack as well. Have some fun for the next hour, of course, here on Sports Byline SB Nation Radio. By the way, we've got open phone lines coast to coast and around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line, you can text us, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Well, the final four, down to the final two. We'll talk about that. Of course, we got the NBA hot and happening. Gennady Golovkin is screaming. He'll be on the show tonight. Of course, the world middleweight champion saying that Canelo Alvarez is a cheater. Well, we'll hear from Gennady Golovkin in detail. Of course, his fight May the 5th with Canelo Alvarez in jeopardy as I speak right now. Of course, talking some NBA tonight. The MMA is hot and happening. But, Dominic Jimenez is in the house, folks. Back from a hiatus. He's back in the house. We'll have some fun with him at about 40 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Taco Man Radio. Once again, the phone lines, toll free. Won't cost you a dime. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. This is Taco Man Radio.
Hey guys, Scott Turner, the old G3 Sportsman here to tell you how proud we are here at G3 Boats to be the official boat sponsor of Outdoor Guys Radio Show. Ken will be highlighting and talking to our G3 certified guys for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. We also want you to be aware of our military appreciation $1,000 discount off all our package G3 boats in addition to any of the boat show rebates. Check us out at g3boats.com and come join the G3 life.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Let's get to the news. Today was the first day of spring. Psych! President Trump said today that he and Vladimir Putin will probably get together in the not-too-distant future to discuss the arms race. Oh, sorry, I misread that. It's to race into each other's arms. When asked today if the Russian election was free and fair, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said, quote, "We're focused on our elections. We don't get to dictate how other countries operate." Good one, said a rock. According to CNN, President Trump's lawyers sat down with members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team last week to discuss the topics investigators could cover with Trump. And so far, it's a pretty short list. President Trump today met with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia at the White House. The prince asked for Trump's help fighting terrorism, and Trump asked for three wishes. Ivanka Trump traveled to Iowa yesterday to speak about workforce development and visited a classroom where she studied a zebrafish embryo under a microscope. Said Mike Pence, a zebrafish baby? Believe it or not, that's twice as good as I thought that joke would go. British officials are demanding that Mark Zuckerberg travel to London to testify about Facebook's handling of customer data, but based on his response, I'm pretty sure he's not showing up. According to reports, adult film star Stormy Daniels took a polygraph test in 2011 about a relationship with President Trump, and the examiner found there was a more than 99% probability she told the truth about their affair. And we know Trump is lying because we can hear him. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding cake will be lemon elderflower instead of the traditional fruitcake. Incidentally, lemon elderflower is the name Queen Elizabeth uses on Tinder. Honest about her age. You don't see that all the time on Tinder. Now that I would know. A new study has found that people are able to interpret a person's emotions based on the shifts in blood flow color around the face, though some people know how to cheat the game. A hospital worker in Ohio this week alerted authorities after a horse entered the emergency room at 1 a.m. Even more disturbing, the horse didn't get out of there until noon the next day. Yeah. We had a long conversation about what a horse in an emergency room would look like, and graphics team crushed that one. And finally, movie theater chain Alamo Drafthouse has introduced a new Trash Island milkshake that is made with vanilla ice cream, chocolate, caramel, peanuts, Reese's Pieces, chocolate chip cookies, popcorn, Oreos, Cocoa Puffs, and salt. It's almost the worst thing I've ever seen there.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You want to take a chance on that?
My man, the great Seth Meyers, folks. What can I say? CBS television weeknights, late weeknights. He can rock and roll, and Seth tells it like it is. Speaking of a guy that tells the lectures. Of course, we just got done laughing at Seth Meyers. No doubt about that. Seth is funny, right? This next guy's funny as well, but he's not funny. He's not a comedian. He's funny because his life has, like, been turned to shambles. A Heisman Trophy winner, a top draft pick with the NFL. Guess what? I'm talking about Johnny Football.
You don't understand when people come up to us, like, what the hell is your son doing? And I didn't really feel that until my mom said that. And she just broke down. She was crying. And I saw the trickle-down effects of what I was doing in my daily life that were meaningless and pointless and selfish.
Johnny Manziel's life, from field to club to courtroom, has been on full display since November 10th, 2012.
Manziel takes off again.
That's the day the legend of Johnny Football was born.
Manziel on his feet, touchdown!
An exciting, wildly talented, yet undersized quarterback at Texas A&M.
Johnny Manziel.
Who went on to become the first freshman to ever win the Heisman Trophy.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah, we had a bunch of cool stuff from obviously the 2012 season.
He was a first-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. But his off-the-field issues eventually led the team to cut him in 2016, and Johnny Football hasn't played football since.
I'm watching other guys that are doing what I want to be doing, and I'm sitting on the couch being a loser.
Manziel admits there's no one to blame but him. Run-ins with the law, a domestic assault charge that was dismissed in November after he agreed to attend an anger management course, and his well-documented partying and drinking, like this moment, captured by TMZ cameras.
I had a sense of entitlement about what I had accomplished at the age that I had accomplished it, and I got so ingrained in only caring about what Johnny wanted. Even when I thought I was doing what I wanted, I was miserable.
Manziel eventually entered rehab in 2015. He says he's had time to reflect, mature, and clean up. He got engaged to his girlfriend, Bree Tiasi. He's been working out, trying to convince a pro team to take a chance on him, and he's launched his own line of apparel.
Is the goal of this comeback to get back into the NFL ultimately?
That's the end goal, 100%.
You have to tell me, are you still drinking?
No.
Not drinking at all?
I'm not, because here's the way I look at it. Going back throughout the last couple years of my life, I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself, and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life. What did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me? Disgraced? And I went a solid 5 months until I really fell back into like a little bit of a depression where I didn't drink, I didn't do anything, but still, you know, I was going to therapy. And the difference that I know this year is I started taking a look at my mental health a little bit and making it a priority in my life, and Bree making it a priority in my life, to where I'm taking medication for bipolar and I'm working to try and make sure that I don't fall back into any type of depression, because I know where that leads me and I know how slippery of a slope that is for me.
You're speaking very openly about things right now in your life that maybe you wouldn't have before. And you said you're taking medication now, bipolar. When were you diagnosed with that?
About a year ago, sometime around like June or July, I went to a facility in California. At the end of the day, I can't help that my wires are a little bit differently crossed than yours. I can't help my mental makeup of the way that I was created. But I know that if I stay on these meds and I continue to do what I'm doing right now, I think my dad, I think my mom, I think Bree would all agree that they've seen a drastic change. Now, the question that you asked was, is that sustainable and will that be the case moving forward? I would like to sit here and say yes, and I have a lot of confidence that that would be the case. But at the end of the day, it's to be seen. I'm still moving forward. I'm still doing the little meticulous things that I have to do on a daily basis to try and keep this right over anything else is what means the most to me. So the main thing to me is not physical health, it's mental.
Part of that process is keeping friends and family around, and Manziel can always come home to Texas A&M, where people still line up for hours just to meet him.
I'm coming back from a huge downfall to try and make, I don't know what kind of comeback it'll be, but I know that I want to get back on a football field and do what brought me so much joy in my life and makes me happy doing as my job.
A dozen teams showed up this week for a Johnny Manziel workout, and guess what? He sucked. He looked horrible, folks. He couldn't. Hey, he had guys who were out there running patterns for him. He was paying these guys to catch balls, right? But they couldn't catch balls. You know why? Because Johnny Manziel, a.k.a. Johnny Football, a.k.a. Johnny Player, a.k.a. Johnny Dope Fiend, because he can't throw the football anymore. He is done, folks. Stick a fork in him. Stick a fork in Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football is history as I speak. Straight up, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio. Sports continues right after the break.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of hearing him berate them.
Oh, Chris Middleton.
Somebody else got berated on that finish by Chris Middleton.
Wow.
That ties his season high. Beal drives, layup, reverse. Oh, brilliant move from Bradley Beal, who looks exhausted right now, and a chance for a three-point play.
In the backcourt, Livers will inbound. There's no defense on him. 3.6 to go. Michigan down two. Livers gets the basketball. Looking, throws it into Rockmont at midcourt. 2 seconds, Rockmont off the pool, three for the win. He got it! He got it! Jordan Poole, the freshman, hits it at the buzzer, and Michigan is off to the Sweet 16! 64-63 is your final! And Poole is mobbed under the basket! Michigan fans going berserk! What a finish in Wichita!
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tuck.
College basketball taking precedent tonight. Of course, the Final Four. Down to the Final Two. Number 11, Loyola beat Kansas State today, 78-62. And the number 3 ranked Michigan Wolverines. They won a close one over Florida State, 58-54. And guess what? As far as NBA news concerns, before I get to these scores, Steph Curry out 3 weeks with a leg injury. Steph Curry out 3 weeks. Golden State Warriors hurting without their man, Steph Curry. No doubt about that. Philadelphia was a winner tonight, 120-108 over Minnesota. Orlando came up with a nice win at home, 105-99 over Phoenix. Chicago came up short in Detroit, 117-95. The L.A. Lakers, a winner tonight in Memphis, 193. New Orleans came up short in Houston, 114-91. And Charlotte was a winner over Dallas, 102-98. Straight up, Steph Curry, of course, the big news in the NBA, 3 weeks out. You know, let him stay out 4 or 5 weeks if he wants, because you know what? It doesn't matter. He's hurt. They know it. The guys are coming after Steph Curry. Now, Steph Curry is a weak link in the Golden State Warriors. I kid you not.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Talking combat sports done on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. Of course, the WBO heavyweight title holder. I'm talking about Joseph Parker. Well, he's in London, of course. He's going to rock and roll Saturday, the 31st, with Anthony Joshua. The battle of the unbeaten world heavyweight champions. Check it out. Parker and Joshua going to rock on the 31st. But tomorrow on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take that back. Later today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Pedro Fernandez will have Joseph Parker live on the show. I'm talking about Joseph Parker, the WBO champion. WBO heavyweight title holder on the show with Pedro Fernandez on Ring Talk Live Worldwide this Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Well, the big news in the world of boxing right now, combat sports, of course, is the Gennady Golovkin Canelo Alvarez fight. It's set for May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. The biggest week of boxing, no doubt about it, because all the Mexicans come to town for their Mexican Independence Day. They make it a holiday. They make it a fiesta. They have a week. They spend all kinds of money, and guess what? They might not have a fight to attend because their guy, Canelo Alvarez, has come up not once but twice for drugs. I'm talking about Flintstone vitamins. Anabolic steroids. I never thought I'd say it, but man, Canelo Alvarez, he has that body. I mean, he doesn't have a Mexican's body per se. He has a body that looks pretty cut up. Even my Mexican friends are saying, where did he get those genes? Because we never got him. We worked out real hard as well. So Canelo Alvarez tests positive not once, but twice. Not once, but twice for banned anabolic steroids. As far as Gennady Golovkin is concerned, well, what does he have to say about it?
Gennady, you said that before the first fight, you didn't believe that Canelo was clean. Why is that?
You know, I'm not thinking for him about just that. So many doctors, like, you know, sent me photos, just said, look, his muscle, you know, just injection to muscles. And he used, I don't know why his coach bring him, you know, just something like pills. You know, after waiting, look, I will stay. He's waiting, and he's pills just for what? This is not my point. You know, just I know I'm never used. You know, medicals. I like clean sport.
And for you, does the Nevada State Athletic Commission treat him with certain leniency as compared to you and other fighters?
I'm not thinking about just a lot for Nevada Commission or Athletic Commission, Because if if everybody bring him to ring, just it's legal.
So no matter what, even if he is not clean, you still want to fight Canelo Alvarez?
Absolutely, absolutely, because you know, just I know my stuff. Just I 100% know my stuff. Just I clean every time. Just it doesn't matter for me who stay in front of me, my opponent, he use drugs or not use drugs. It doesn't matter for me.
So Canelo has been suspended pending a hearing April 10th before the Athletic Commission. Of course, this is the big fight of the year. There's a lot of money on this one. And I've told you before, in Nevada, they sort of do things their own way. How do I mean? What do I mean by that? Of course, remember Oscar De La Hoya cut his hand before the Bernard Hopkins fights? Between the knuckles, he cut his hand in his final workout. His corner man inadvertently used a scissor and cut the area between two fingers, and he had to get stitches and that kind of stuff. The fight still went on. Still went on. Of course, De La Hoya got lit up like the White House Christmas tree. In fact, the betting lines that night were a mile long. I kid you not. They were a mile long. I mean, they were wrapped around the casino. Everybody wanted to bet on De La Hoya. Guess what? After the fight, the betting windows, there was nobody in line when I went to cash in my Bernard Hopkins ticket. I kid you not. -2.5 to 1, Bernard Hopkins, world middleweight champion against Oscar De La Hoya. Tell me that wasn't the steal of the century as far as betting's concerned. So now we have Canelo and Golovkin. The fight's in jeopardy, April the 10th. Of course, these guys will both train until then. Golovkin said he's seen needle marks on his body. And, you know, I would have to say that, you know, I said on Rick Tittle's show the other day that I thought I was going to give Canelo a pass the first time. And then, yeah, it was a second time. But, you know, the bad meat, okay, I wanted to go there for that. But this is something that he's been suspected of before. As I said, he hasn't got the gene. How can I put this? The Mexican genes don't cut up bodies that way. They just don't. You've ever seen a Mexican cut up that way as far as a fighter is concerned? Never, ever before, and not since. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, the fight May the 5th, way, way, way up in the air. Now, Anthony Joshua, of course, Joseph Parker. We'll hear from Joseph Parker on Ring Talk Live Worldwide later today here on Sports Violin, SB Nation Radio Sports, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. He is an underdog against Anthony Joshua. Joshua having problems in sparring, shuffling sparring partners the last couple of weeks. That's never a good sign, but Joshua, the younger man, he's a good young guy, man. I mean, he is. I mean, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Parker's got a longer amateur record. Parker's got some good wins on his side, but then the bigger names, of course, have been on Anthony Joshua's plate. So Joshua is the betting favorite here, no doubt about that. But at the end of the night, you just never know, because we got heavyweights in the ring, baby. Anything can happen. That's what's going to make this fight a great fight. Not the fact that is these two undefeated fighters. The fact that they're heavyweights and undefeated. So somebody's O has got to go. Who is it going to be? Who's it going to be? Think about it. Joseph Parker, 24-0, or Anthony Joshua, 20-0. Straight up, somebody of those got to go. The 31st of March, live on Showtime. Check it out. The heavyweight champion of the world, WBO champion, taking on the IBF and WBA title holder. Straight up, a unification match, of course. The winner to fight, Deontay Wilder, the WBC champion out of Mobile, Alabama. He's 40-0, so it's going to be Wilder versus the winner of this fight for all the marbles, in the world heavyweight championship. One heavyweight champion again. Haven't had a heavyweight champion since Lennox Lewis. Before that, Mike Tyson. Straight up, you are tuned to the Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, the WBO is going to Nicaragua for their annual 31st Congress. Of course, that's going to go down October 29th through November the 2nd. You can check out all the information at WBOBoxing.com. In fact, if you'd like to come, Paco Barcosel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, would love to have you there. Straight up, you are tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
It's time. It's time to see who's the best. It's time to see who's the heavyweight, who's the baddest man on the planet. I know I am. Are you guys ready for this test? Are you guys ready for this American boy right here to bring back the heavyweight division like he's done it? To have one champion, one face, one name, and go by the name of Deontay Wilder. I declare war, baby. What's your response to that?
This is Sports Overnight America.
We don't back down from nobody.
Hold on.
We can take it in the street if you want to.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Hey there, welcome back to Dom's Diner. Let's roll things off the top with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner this week, March Madness fans. If you're a fan of NCAA basketball, or even if you're not and you only like it for the tournament, the NCAA tournament, March Madness and all that, then this has been the tournament for you. The first 16 seed to beat a number one seed happened. UMBC Retrievers beat Virginia, who were the number one overall seed. The Elite Eight has two number nine seeds, Kansas State and Florida State, an 11 seed, Loyola Chicago, two ones, Villanova, Kansas, a 2 Duke, and a 3 Texas Tech. So it gives you a nice balance. The left side of the bracket is pretty much a bunch of Cinderellas, if you will. And the right side of the bracket are a bunch of the teams that were supposed to win. So you get a little bit of the classics, the Duke, Villanova, Kansas. And you also get a bunch of teams you've never heard of, like Loyola, Chicago, and then obviously you've heard of Kansas State and Florida State, but we didn't expect them to get this far. Second winner, Sister Jean. She's the 98-year-old chaplain of the Loyola Chicago Ramblers. She's become a star, viral sensation. People love cheering and seeing when an old person is rooting for their favorite team, and that's kind of what has happened with Sister Jean. During an interview, they asked her what it was like to be a national star, and before she answered, she goes, "Let me correct you, I'm actually an international star." So Sister Jean's got game. She said she didn't have the Ramblers reaching the Elite Eight in her bracket. So A, Sister Jean filled out a bracket, awesome. Two, she didn't think they were going to get this far, but they are in the Elite Eight. And she's also getting her own bobblehead. It was announced the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame is going to make a Sister Jean bobblehead. So I think all those things kind of put together, international superstardom, her own bobblehead, savage jokes and comments, Sister Jean's a winner this week. And my final winner, I know you're going to love this one, Taco Man, Tiger Woods. About a month ago, he finished 12th at the Honda Open. 2 weeks ago, he finished in second place at the Valspar Open. And then last week, finished in fifth place at the Arnold Palmer. And that was the first time he's played back-to-back tournaments in years. And because of that recent string of success, and it looks like he's healthy, Tiger Woods is now the favorite to win the Masters at Augusta in 2 weeks. He's the favorite at 9-1, second best odds, Dustin Johnson 11-1, and third is Jordan Spieth at 14-1. So it looks like the comeback may be complete, Taco Man. He hasn't won a tournament yet, but he's looking good. Tiger Woods, you're absolutely a winner this week. All right, and the yin and yang, every action has an opposite and equal reaction. You can't have winners without losers. Without further ado, here's some losers this week.
Le who? The her.
First loser, March Madness fans. Now, yes, if you love basketball and you love watching the tournament, you've been treated to buzzer beaters, upsets, all of that good stuff. But if you're like most Americans, you probably filled out a bracket and you're not doing too hot unless you have clairvoyance unlike any has ever been seen before because, like I said, Virginia lost in the first round, number one overall seed. Number four Arizona lost in the first round. Number two Cincinnati lost in the second round. Number one Xavier lost in the second round. Number two UNC lost in the second round. And number three Michigan State loses in the second round. That's a lot of teams there that people picked to win the tournament. Your bracket was busted early on this year in the 2018 March Madness. So, again, you're a winner if you're a college basketball fan, but if you love March Madness, you're also a loser because your bracket is probably long been busted. Second losers this week, the San Francisco Giants. Jeff Samardzija strains his pectoral muscle. He's going to be out at least the first 2 weeks of the season, and the Giants starting rotation was going to be Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija, and probably some combination of Ty Block, Chris Stratton, or Derek Holland. But then it got worse from there because Madison Bumgarner on Friday got hit by a comebacker, instinctively put his hands up, and Madison Bumgarner fractured the pinky finger on his pitching hand, and he is out at least 6 weeks. The ETA is 6 to 8 weeks for recovery. The Giants didn't have a strong starting rotation depth-wise, and now that depth is going to be challenged with two of the three guys that you were going to lean on heavily are going to be out for multiple weeks to start the season. So the Giants' 2018 season has kind of continued the trend of the 2017 season and is not looking good already for the Giants. Loser number three, star point guard knees. Steph Curry, in his first game back after spraining his ankle, he missed a few weeks. He's having a great game. He's on fire. Grade 2 MCL sprain in his left knee. Remember, the Warriors don't have Klay Thompson. The Warriors don't have Kevin Durant. They were playing without Steph Curry. Now they're going to continue to have to play without Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant. The number one seed is going to the Houston Rockets. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever at this point. but can the Warriors get healthy in time for the playoffs? How far can the Warriors get without Steph Curry? He's going to be out at least 3 weeks. That's just when he's going to be reevaluated. So it's going to be a wait, watch, and see approach with the Golden State Warriors. I don't think that they are the prohibitive favorites to win the West anymore. Not with all of the injuries and the uncertainty around Steph Curry's legs. Just not going to happen. The other star point guard knee that got injured, Kyrie Irving. He's been out for a little bit, but he finally had knee surgery. He's going to be out 3 to 6 weeks. Boston has struggled to have consistent scoring with Kyrie off the floor. They're going to have to work their way into the playoffs without their star point guard. Continue to lean on Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier at the point, but obviously neither of them are the player of the same caliber as Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie and Steph both injured their knees. Star point guard knees, not too good. Losers this week. Just like losers, good job, good effort. No, that has to go to none other than the University of Virginia men's basketball. First number one seed to ever lose to a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament. Ever. And not only were they a number one seed in their region, the Virginia Cavaliers were the number one overall seed in the entire tournament. Based on that alone, they were favorites to win the tournament because they were given the number one overall rank. A little bit of perspective. Number 16 seeds are now 1 and 135 in every single NCAA game ever against a number one seed. Let that sink in. 1 and 135. Good job, good effort, Virginia. Shout out the UMBC, University of Maryland, Baltimore County Retrievers. History makers. All right, and it's getting to be that time at the diner. Time to almost close up shop, but before you go, I got to give you a little something to chew on. A little say what.
Say what?
Got more Tiger Woods that I want to elaborate on. Not only is he back playing on Sundays, but he's back playing on Sundays and in contention. And what Tiger Woods brings to the game of golf, what just his name, what his presence means to tournaments is astounding and almost like none other we've seen in that sport or almost any sport. Tiger finished, finished second place at the Valspar Open. Ratings. It was the highest ratings for a non-major tournament since 2013 for the Valspar Open because Tiger was in the hunt on Sunday. You take a look at the Masters, the final round ratings. When Tiger doesn't play, they draw 7.7. When Tiger finishes in the top five, 10.2. When Tiger wins, 11.6. The U.S. Open, when he's not there, 4.0. When he wins, 8.0. When he's in the top 5, 7.0. The British Open, without Tiger, 3.0. When he wins, 5.2. PGA Championship without Tiger, 3.8. When he's in it, 7.2. I'm not trying to make a hyperbole or anything, but Tiger Woods literally moves the needle. And Tiger Woods is the golfer who kind of introduced this entire younger generation of golfers to the game of golf. Because before Tiger, it was just a bunch of older white guys golfing. Your Jack Nicklaus, Hale Irwin, Arnold Palmer, all the legendary names. Ben Hogan, I could go on. It's just such a long list of guys. Tiger, when he burst onto the scene in the late 90s, Tiger made golfing cool. And for 18 years, despite the years he's gone where he didn't play in any tournaments, 18 plus years after he really roared, no pun intended, onto the scene, Tiger Woods is still moving the needle. At his advanced age, despite all the injuries, despite the scandal with his extramarital affairs, all of that, Tiger's back and he's moving the needle and people want to watch Tiger. Thanks for joining me here at the diner. It's time to close up shop. As always, you don't have to go home, but you got to get out of here. But I implore you, keep it here because Taco Man's got more right now.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
You know, there was a time around here we called him the kid. Dominic Menez, no longer the kid, baby. I talk about one of the best broadcasters. He's just developed into one of the finest broadcasters going. He's got that shtick, baby. Dom's Diner, rocking and rolling every week here on the Taco Man Radio Show. Well, let's talk some general news as far as the world of sports is concerned. Ex-Major League Baseball pitcher Greg Reynolds got $2.3 million from a jury after punching a guy. He punched the guy, but the guy was on
LSD, and the guy was drunk. The guy was drunk on LSD and naked. So he's had three strikes against him, and this pitcher struck out by punching him in the face because he was never the same afterwards. He just couldn't pitch very much anymore. Broke his hand. Hand was never the same. Bottom line is a jury awarded him $2.3 million. More power to him. Floyd Mayweather, going to do MMA, says he'll be ready. He applied for a license. He'll be ready to go in 6 to 8 months. Man, if ever there was a guy I wanted to see get destroyed, it's Floyd Mayweather. So, Floyd, I hope you want to fight Conor McGregor in a real fight as far as MMA rules are concerned, because he will destroy you. Just no doubt about it. Oh, I would love for that to happen. No, that, you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't stop talking away, but I would love it. I really would. I think that he's one of the big turds in the world of sports. I really do. I mean, people say to me, you know, don't you appreciate the talent of Mayweather? Talent? Yeah, he boxes well, but he doesn't deliver. I mean, we've compared him to pornographic movies in the past. There's no money shots there. I mean, he's not like Muhammad Ali. He's not like Roberto Duran. He's not like Tommy Hearns. He's not like Mike Tyson. He's not like Sugar Ray Leonard. He doesn't finish guys. You got to finish guys. When you got guys hurt, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to finish them. And, of course, Mayweather, he has finished one or two guys, but only because they were hapless. Well, he knocked out Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor never been knocked out before, Johnny Taco. Yeah. But you know, he had never boxed before. So that was a bit of a joke, right? Paint your house. You invite two guys to paint your house. One guy's a painter. One guy's a plumber. Who's going to paint the better half? That's what this was all about. It was a boxer versus an MMA guy in a boxing fight. Now let's watch Floyd Mayweather fight Conor McGregor in an MMA fight. Of course, he will get his head handed to him very, very quickly and very, very, how can I put this, efficiently. Hopefully, that fight will happen. Conor and Floyd, I want to see it. MMA, that would be a great fight to talk about. Don't forget, speaking of MMA and boxing, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, of course. And there's also No Holds Barred with Dr. Mike Lano talking wrestling and MMA, of course. That airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time each and every Sunday right here on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports. Wow, we're rocking and rolling. You're tuned to Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports. One short segment to go. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
Them belts are mine. Whatever they want to say, they can say, oh, well, we took the belts and now it's this guy's belt. You can play with those fake belts all you want. The real Jose was KO'd, Eddie was KO'd. You're looking at the two-way world champion, and that's it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes racism works out in black people's favor. Now, it doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely. But when it happens, it is f***ing sweet. I'm serious. It's one time racism saved my life, man. I was on a plane. I was coming from overseas. And I don't know how this guy got a machine gun on the plane, but he stood up, man. He said, "Everybody, get on the f***ing ground. Nobody look at my face." I started freaking out. Because he was Chinese. I was like, why is he talking like that? He was screaming and crying. I was the only brother on the plane. I thought I was the only brother. I looked over. There was one other black dude. He's from Nigeria. I looked over at him. He was looking right in my face, man. He didn't say two words to me. He just looked at me. He was like... He didn't need to talk. I know just what he's talking about. I look right back at him. I was like, some white dudes on the front of the plane seen us. They were like, "Oh my God, I think those black guys are going to try to save us."
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm delivering more than pizzas, man.
What a night, what a show. I want to thank you so much for being part of the Taco Man Radio Show. Of course, each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's actually Sunday morning here in the U.S. of A. But straight up, this is Taco Man Radio. I thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank the great Seth Meyers, of course, for lending us his jokes. Johnny Manziel, man, Johnny, you need some work, no doubt about it. And it won't be in the NFL. Sorry, pal, ain't going to happen. Mayweather, forget about MMA, baby. You'll get destroyed. How about Canelo Alvarez? Steroids, probably. Next week, big fight. Don't forget that big fight, the 31st. The heavyweight champion of the world, the WBO champion, Joseph Parker, undefeated, taking on the WBA and IBF champion. I'll talk about Anthony Joshua, undefeated as well, 20-0. Some of these those got to go on Showtime next Saturday. Check it out live from the UK. Till next time, I am the Taco Man. I thank you so much for tuning in to Taco Man Radio live on Sports Byline and SB Nation Radio Sports.
This is Sports Overnight America.